Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. 3 days after 50 people were shot dead in attacks on two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, mosque leaders around the world are searching for answers to difficult questions. Qasem Ali is here with us now, executive administrator of the Islamic Center of America. Based in Dearborn, it's the largest mosque in North America. How are you feeling after Friday's attacks?
Well, we're obviously shocked about the scale of the attack and the loss of life and the impact that it's had on the community in New Zealand. We send our prayers and our thoughts to those families and to the whole community in New Zealand. As we contemplate the impact around the world, I mean, it hits home in our community, and we have a very large community here that has come together to really decide what our next steps are.
And I'd wondered about that. What are people in the mosque community saying to you?
They are saying that we need to take some action. We cannot be complacent. We cannot forget all of the incidents that have taken place over the past few years. Attacks on houses of worship across the country really have been something that shocked the very foundation of what it means to come together and pray and what it means to really try to congregate in a peaceful manner. We feel that there isn't enough being done, there isn't enough being said, and we want to get together as a community and network with our wider community of all faith traditions to try to address these rash of attacks against houses of worship.
In fact, it made me wonder if you've gotten support from other faith community leaders and members where this might generate some kind of a across-the-board faith community response to this.
We have received an outpouring of support from across faith traditions and those even that don't follow a particular tradition. It has really been heartwarming. Unfortunately, in the aftermath of these attacks, the only good thing that comes of it is the feeling that we need to get together, we need to unify, we need to network, we need to support each other. And together, our voices hopefully will have the impact that we intend in taking some action to prevent these types of attacks from happening in the future.
What might that action look like? What do you think?
I think we need to address this in not one way. I mean, there's a multitude of things that went on with this attack. The attacker felt that he needed to publicize and he needed to broadcast his atrocity. That is something that is becoming, unfortunately, more prevalent in most of these attacks, that the attacker wants some type of publicity to start some type of movement, to create some type of false narrative and awareness. There are commonalities with some of these attacks, and those commonalities need to be addressed one by one. We need to create a understanding with our leadership that some action needs to be taken. We cannot just keep on sending our prayers and thoughts to those communities that are being impacted. We need to take some action. By the way, I want to thank our law enforcement officials, especially here locally, that have really stepped up and provided us the comfort and the security that is necessary. And they have gone a long way in reassuring our community that they are safe and they can continue to come to their houses of worship and continue their lives. And that really is, first and foremost, the answer that we should be providing these attackers, is that we will not live in fear. We will not change what we do. We will continue networking with each other. We will continue to embrace each other and our diversity. And it will make us stronger, despite what some of these attackers may think or may espouse or may even publish.
So I take it as you thank law enforcement, have you stepped up security?
Unfortunately, we've always been vigilant, but we have increased our security in partnership with our law enforcement officials, our local and actually state and federal officials. And we encourage every faith facility to do that. There has to be, of course, a balance between security and access. We will not live in fear. We believe in God and we believe in the Creator that will also protect us. But we have to do our part. And our part means taking those necessary steps to ensure our security, ensure comfort, ensure some confidence in our congregation and our visitors.
I'm wondering, as news broke of the mosque attacks in New Zealand on Friday, were people encouraged or discouraged from coming for Friday prayer?
interestingly enough, they were encouraged. I believe that this Friday, this past Friday prayer, we had more people than we normally have. And that really is indicative of our community and the strength that they have and the resolve that they have in supporting their traditions and supporting their facilities. And we encourage every community that may be impacted by these types of incidents to really reach out to their members and to create a sense of urgency with their members that they need to continue supporting. They need to continue with their daily lives and their daily traditions and not live in fear.
In the last few moments we have, I'm wondering, what do you hope as you talk with your children and with your grandchildren, I mean, your own family, what are you hoping to teach them or to help them understand out of this?
That this is the world that we live in. Unfortunately, we have become somewhat desensitized to so much violence, to so much extremism, whether it's extremism in morality, extremism in violence, extremism in rhetoric. I need to be able to convey to my children, and I hope other parents will too, that they need to think in terms of the context. They need to think about the world that they live and prepare themselves and to really make sure that they have an understanding of what they can do in any given situation.
Qasem Ali, Executive Administrator of the Islamic Center of America in Dearborn, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.